I'm a parent, okay? So I go from that point of view. But say your child starts complaining that his knee hurts. And you wonder, okay, do I rush him to the ER? Do I take him to the doctor? Do I wait it out? What should I do? So that's what I'd like to talk to you guys about today is when to do that. And I would say the first thing you should do is seek out your local athletic trainer. Here at Active, along with the West End Health Foundation, we cover all the West End school districts. Right. So we're with Ishpeming, Nagani, Westwood, and Republic Mishigami. So all those kids out there can come and see one of us. And we offer in the clinic, as well as in the Marquette clinics, free injury evaluations.
Is there something that a parent maybe should be paying attention to specifically, or at least a little closer attention to when it comes to making this decision and saying, okay, this is something to move forward on?
Yep, for sure. I always say as a parent, go with your intuition. But if you see that there's swelling or a deformity, those are going to be some big signs. If your child is not able to use that body part, okay, you know, that's when you need to go. But if it's that injury that you're just not sure, it might be swollen a little bit. Yeah, we might have something going on, but I'm just not sure because if they're like one of my children, they come to me with an injury pretty much every other day.
Right,
and you have to determine which one is the real one.
So what happens then? You mentioned this evaluation. So there is, I'm sure, some formality to it. What do you do?
Well, we take a look at that injury and we determine whether or not it's something that is recent, just happened, an acute injury, or if it's more of a chronic thing. A lot of times with children, you see things that are due to their growth. Okay. And athletes nowadays, especially young ones, they're performing harder, faster, and at a level that you and I didn't have to when we were young.
But that's very interesting because I remember, and I'm a tall guy, and I grew up very fast that way, like around sixth grade or in there.
Exactly.
Right. And there was a lot of pain that just came with growing.
Yep.
And that could be misconstrued as an injury or whatever. So how do you look at that and what do you work
with?
And
that pain is true. And because you're stretching those tendons and your ligaments and they're just, but you still have to do your sport. So you still have to perform. So that's why we can help you either protect that area, strengthen up some muscles, stretch some other muscles, balance things out to get you through that period.
And I know Active is working with the Health Foundation on this to make this available, so people should not do it, right?
Exactly.
Holly, this is where you come in, that if there is this suspicion of an injury to one's child, you know, or something, grandchild or someone in the family, you can help them out at Active. And this is thanks to the Sperry Health Foundation helping out as well, right? West End Health Foundation, mistake. But that creates this program that allows people to come in and get this taken care of free of charge.
Well, the evaluation is free of charge so that we can, you know, if they need to go, we can evaluate them. And if we see that, hey, you know, you need some tests done, you need some of this going on, we can take them to their physician.
And this is the important part here. This is really that it's best to do this earlier than later and not be held up on some concerns, right?
Right. Absolutely. We also have a program with the Marquette County Medical Providers called Sideline to Sideline. So we streamline that whole process. Kind of give the athletes, we get them in as soon as possible in order to get them back out on their playing field as soon as possible.
So what's the process? What does somebody do? A parent's listening right now and their child is an athlete. They think that something may be a little bit wrong with a knee or an elbow or something. What's the process?
Or, you know, their daughter came home and got hit in the head with a ball at practice.
Right.
Does she have a concussion? Does she not? You know, call us up. Or find us at the school. We're, you know, like I said, we're at the West End schools. Our numbers are all over the place, or you can call the clinic directly and say, I need my daughter to be evaluated. Can we get her in? Make a time. We'll set up a time. We'll go through the whole evaluation process. Do we think they need to go see a physician? We'll start that process going. Do you think that needs some rest, or we can offer a few suggestions on what to do? And we can take that process. And then we're always there for a follow-up. So, you know, okay, I did this. I rested it. I protected it. I iced it for a while, and it's still not getting better. Now what, Holly? What can I do? Well, let's go in and see your doctor. Let's talk about physical therapy. Physical therapy doesn't have to be a 6-month process anymore. I mean, we get them out, we get them in, we take care of them, we get them on their treatment plan, and we get them back to their being active.